This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things we have over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us again from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We were talking about Hunter Biden, and we should include in the conversation Mr. James Biden and what's going on with him, too, because it looks like there's a lot of stuff starting to come to the surface.
Well, there was a hospital operation that he was involved in that went full financial collapse. There's also the sister Ashley. Given you've got these members of the family, there's no way that, you know, Joe's remark that he never had any discussions about any of this could remotely be true. Furthermore, you know, he flew on Air Force Two with his father, and you're on a plane for a long time. Do you think, you know, you didn't have some kind of discussion on the plane? I mean, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
So... the other interesting thing is I just wonder if Hunter Biden ever had to fill out an S-86 in order to get security clearance. Because I would think that given the fact that he was included in his father's S-86, they know more than the investigators or the officials know more than we know for sure.
Right.
But I don't think a lot of people are necessarily telling us all of it. And speaking of an S-86, in order to get the application for security clearance, I would say it's very important when it comes to Congressman Eric Swalwell.
Yeah.
Because... he would absolutely have to fill one out going from a city councilman in Dublin, California, to a congressman, and then being put on the Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a very large problem there. Now, Pelosi admitted that she knew about this, and she said that the Gang of Eight or the Intelligence Committee people knew about this encounter with the Christine Wang or Wong, whatever her name is, the Chinese
whatever,
spy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet some of the other members of the Intelligence Committee said that they never knew about it, including, I might add, Kevin McCarthy.
Correct.
Who was part of the Gang of Eight. So now I think we're at a point where we have long gone to a wider view on those in and around the House of Representatives knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people that are just as guilty for being enablers or in violation of law.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question for you. The Delaware U.S. attorney right now, we know, is investigating Hunter Biden and probably the brother James Biden, too, for what we've been hearing about going on. Do you suppose that Joe Biden, should he become the president, who's not said a word, will keep that Delaware U.S. attorney in office, or do you suppose he'll take his resignation? Because usually they resign.
Well, usually they all resign.
Mm-hmm.
But you generally don't necessarily resign until you have other people that are poised and named to take their places. So, there's, 64 of those positions.
Mm-hmm.
And given how he's struggling to fill his cabinet with some strange, strange people... that he's never met, obviously, when he tried to even pronounce Javier Becerra's
name.
You mean
Mr. Baccaria?
Yeah, so that tells you he's never even had a conversation with the man.
No.
So, yeah, they're a mess.
Yeah, and that leads us to another point, because that guy, with the position they want him to take over, he has no medical experience, doesn't know anything about it, has no management experience, and except for, of course, what he did for Hillary Clinton with the server, I might add, that she had, remember?
No, that was he had to deal with the IT Pakistani operation, not with the Hillary server.
Yeah, but he lost something. He lost something, got lost, I remember that, but anyway.
Yeah, the server, but that was the IT server, not for the Pakistani operation. No, he's two things. He will expand Obamacare,
yep,
taking it to, full government operation, and abortion. That's the only reason he's going into Health and Human Services,
yep,
if he gets confirmed, which I don't think he will.
No, I don't think so either. And by the way, didn't we hear Susan Rice got a non-confirmed position yesterday, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon when we come back. And, oh, by the way, this is a Friday morning, and a growing number of top Republicans are calling for the Swalwell removal, not only just from the House Intel Committee, but maybe from Congress, too. How about that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root, out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And hello to all our listeners in Las Vegas listening to us out there in our affiliate. And, you know, you can save 35% right now on your products at Balance of Nature. They're a wellness company. You can go there to their website, balanceofnature.com. Check out the website. Look and see what they've got, and you can save 35% by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and get any questions answered that you have. Now, this is balanceofnature.com. If you want to start feeling better, give them a call at 800-246-8751 or go right to their website. That would be balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the telephone here, and it would be Bagamon Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Captain Denise. Just wondered, can the, if the Senate reject, right. If the Senate rejects some of the cabinet appointees by Biden, can Biden and them do anything about it? In other words, if the Senate doesn't like some of those cabinet appointments,
okay,
can they? You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, all right. I do. Yeah, yeah. Cabinet appointees that need to be appointed and approved by the Senate need to be just that. They can't just be stuck in there unless they're done temporarily contingent to being appointed. If they don't get appointed, then they get replaced, right?
Yeah, exactly. Generally, what happens is that they've already done a poll, if you will, of the members of the Senate, and they find out that they may not have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's overwhelming that they don't have the votes, then they pull the nomination's name.
Mm-hmm. And it's happened many times.
Many times.
Yep. Now, we had a caller from Frank in Clearwater, and he wanted to point out to us, he said, did you hear about Time Magazine? Well, as a matter of fact, I did. Time Magazine named Joe Biden and Kamala Harris their Person of the Year.
This has been a year that has been full of an awful lot of heroes, least of which are those that have been the frontline medical workers.
That's right.
And they could have been Person of the Year.
Yep.
Those that stepped up and worked diligently to give us vaccines.
Yep.
There have been a lot of people have done some very kind, gracious things because of how terrible this year has been.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of all things pandemic, even.
Mm-hmm.
But for Time Magazine to name both of them tells you that they are the magazine is about as worthless as CNN.
That's
the most
right.
Trusted name in news. Mm-hmm. So I rest my case.
Now you'd mentioned the vaccine and whatnot, and very quickly, an advisory committee yesterday voted to approve the Pfizer COVID vaccine for emergency use. We understand there are 2.9 million doses ready to go.
If anybody watched the presentation that happened on Tuesday at the White House on how this thing gets distributed, and it was quite the presentation. It went on for, I don't know, about 3 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you that the private business corporations, FedEx, UPS, those that made the boxes, even the military. It is really quite a fascinating thing on how this is pulled together and how it all works. And I think there are still 6 or 7 other companies out there that are still in phase 3 trials.
Yes.
So the point being that It is a remarkable thing on those that have stepped up and the coordination that this thing has taken. CVS, Walgreens, distributing the syringes, picking the locations. So for Governor Cuomo to say that, you know, the Trump administration is not ready, we don't know anything about any of this, blah, blah, blah. And I might also add, when that presentation was going on, Trump came out and spoke for a few minutes as the introduction. And at the back of the room was a very large press gaggle.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump finished speaking and started the introductions, he left, and so did the majority of the media.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you everything that you need to know.
Okay. Now, something else that should be pointed out was yesterday the president announced Morocco would be normalizing ties with Israel. This is the fourth country to do so in the Arab-Israeli peace push.
Amazing. Yep. And if nothing else, that into itself should be Person of the Year, shouldn't it?
Yeah, you would think. Nobel
Next.
Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about little old Mr. Chinese spy himself, Eric Swalwell. Not that he was a spy, but, of course, he got duped by one. A growing number of top Republicans are calling for California Congressman Swalwell's removal, not only from the House Intelligence Committee, but now some people are inferring that maybe he ought to be removed from the Congress because of his entanglement with the Chinese spy. And even Senator Ted Cruz went after him in a tweet yesterday. And meanwhile, Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st Congressional District slammed the entire double standard the media's put on the Swalwell Chinese spy story and the Hunter Biden and James Biden probes.
There was an event that this little Chinese spy woman created where there was some kind of a little speaking thing for, you know, some kind of Chinese advocacy group.
Mm-hmm.
Of which Swalwell spoke at. So there's more that is bubbling to the surface here when it comes to all things Swalwell. And I remind you of the S-86 application, if you will, to have a security clearance. So if Nancy Pelosi knew about this, and she admits that she did, and so did Adam Schiff, then it should be a trifecta of those that are removed from the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Well, of course, with the states, more states that have added into the mix, the joining the Texas Supreme Court's elections case, Vice President Pence spoke up yesterday for the first time about all of this, and he said that President Trump deserves his day in the Supreme Court.
Well, he does, but this particular thing isn't really about Trump. It's a fascinating case, and when one state sues another, there's no court other than the Supreme Court that can hear the case. That's why it goes to the Supreme Court. Now, we're not convinced yet that the Supreme Court is taking the case.
That's correct.
A.G. Paxton, said that there's really no reason for them not to hear it. Now, people are getting the case wrong altogether, and it's really quite fascinating how wrong they can be.
Mm-hmm.
They're accusing Paxton and these states of disenfranchising the voters of four states. That's not true.
That's right.
What he's saying is that states that voted for Republicans and or conservatives and or Trump were disenfranchised because of these four states.
Mm-hmm.
And that going forward, he's not trying to unwind what already happened, although that would be interesting if it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to correct things going forward so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
That's the big deal. The other big deal is the rules that were changed, the rules that were changed about state law.
Yep.
For the legislators.
Yep. It's a constitutional question. It will have to be decided, and hopefully the Supreme Court will do it sooner rather than later. Okay. Talk to you in the weekend show. Have yourself a great day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older goes to the FDA for a final decision. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we'll still need to mask up and keep our distance even after receiving the vaccine. He tells CNN that we're not yet sure that immunization protects against infection.
We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected. We know for sure it's very, very good, 94-95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One up there in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, what I like to suggest to listeners to do, anyone that's interested in changing their life forever and having a tremendous job opportunity that is your carte blanche for the rest of your life as an aviation maintenance tech, is to call the National Aviation Academy, either one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston,
Canada, one down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take a tour of their facility. Find out what they're all about. Talk to the students. Talk to the teachers. See the classrooms, and you'll know what's involved. You will be impressed. I'll guarantee you that one. Now, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But ask to take the tour of one of their facilities by calling them at 800-659-2080. Well, Joe Biden's team has agreed that his pick for Defense Secretary, retired General Lloyd Austin III, will testify before the House Armed Services Committee as a prerequisite for a waiver to serve as the Pentagon's top civilian, the panel's chairman said yesterday. Now, that's because he's been out less than 7 years, and he has to apply for that waiver to be able to go back and be the civilian head of the Defense Department. Now, President Trump, of course, took office after repeatedly promising to beat the hell out of the Islamic State and end the United States' endless wars. Reality, of course, has proved a little bit more complicated, but Biden has also promised to end the forever wars. The landscape, of course, remains very complicated, and it really doesn't look like as if that's going to happen. But Biden did come out, and he did say it for whatever reason. Who knows? Now, an independent report on the command climate at Fort Hood, Texas, has shined a light on the years-long issues with the post-criminal investigation detachment and showed how those problems were exposed during the search for Specialist Vanessa Gillen's body, which was later found buried off the base and a terrible, horrible crime that never should have happened. But that's where they're at with that. And again, 14 members of the Fort Hood military army staff, including a 2-star general, are either being transferred or demoted or, in some cases, court-martialed. We'll see. Now, 16 sites around the world are preparing to administer the military's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to health workers and other essential personnel as soon as the Food and Drug Administration gets the shipment to the workers. This is a 2-dose Pfizer regimen for emergency use. They get a first shot, and then they get a booster shot after that. So that's the deal there. Now, the Senate narrowly rejected 2 measures this week to block President Donald Trump's plan to sell roughly $23 billion in weapons to the United Arab Emirates, as the veto threat of the president apparently has failed, and a veto-proof vote was taken. And it looks like as if the UAE is going to get what they wanted in terms of weapons. Also, U.S. military leaders stationed in South Korea apologize for the poor judgment of troops who attended a pair of dance parties without wearing masks. That's all that we have on that one. And Chinese reports accuse the U.S. of muscle flexing after an American amphibious-ready group quietly deployed into the South China Sea earlier this week. And, of course, they're talking about the Macon Island ARG that is operating there right now. In addition, U.S. military commands in Japan have tightened their coronavirus restrictions as case numbers in Japan continue to climb and the holidays are approaching. They don't want to have any problems there. By the way, former Secretary of State Colin Powell applauded Joe Biden for selecting General Lloyd Austin to serve as his Secretary of Defense. And still spinning their wheels on COVID-19 relief, lawmakers grabbed a 1-week government funding extension this week that buys time for more talks, though there's a considerable disagreement over who's supposed to be taking the lead from here. And we'll see where all that goes, because this is so up in the air again with the budget of all things. Now, the uproar that ensued over the Joe Biden transition team getting defense intelligence briefings has been solved, because now they are receiving daily defense intel briefings. And apparently, that will continue after all the different things we were hearing. By the way, the White House did unveil its new space policy, a new national space policy that in essence seeks to put an official stamp on the administration's previous decisions. And we did get two bases in Florida named part of the Space Command. One of them, of course, is Cape Kennedy, and the other one is Patrick Air Force Base. And that makes perfect sense because that's the original home of the space program here. When it was at Cape Canaveral, now, it's, of course, it's Cape Kennedy. And despite the fire and fury rhetoric and a trio of presidential summits, President Trump is leaving office without fulfilling his main promise to eliminate the North Korean nuclear threat, even though Kim Jong-un has refused to stop building bombs and missiles. The North Korean leader did become quieter about it. So whatever they're doing, they're not telling the whole world, hey, this is what we're doing here right now. Now, the U.S. Army is launching a phase for the concept design of its future optionally manned fighting vehicle, which is intended to replace the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle. It could be operated remotely, too, besides having a live crew in it. And Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy could possibly stay on as the service's top civilian for as long as 1 year under the Biden administration's. Now, this is several people close to the Joe Biden transition team are saying this. He's done a good job, and they might want to leave him right there. And a four-star general who led the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria could be nominated to take command of the U.S. forces in Korea, according to multiple media reports. It's just a speculation, a speculatory thing at the present time. And, oh, by the way, not to be outdone, the Navy, for the first time, has recommended a woman to be the commander of a U.S. aircraft carrier. For the first time. And we'll wait and see how that works out. Now, the B-1B bomber just launched a cruise missile externally. The B-1B Lancer successfully fired a stealthy cruise missile from an external pylon for the first time, adding another capability of the BONES massive arsenal and potentially paving the way for the bomber to launch hypersonic missiles in the future. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. We'll see how this works out. By the way, with December in full swing, California around the Marine Corps, many non-deployed Marines are preparing to head home for the traditional holiday leave block unless they're over at 29 pounds, where the Grinch has stolen Christmas. Because Marines will be on duty, forcing him to stay on base during the holidays at 29 pounds. So there you go. Not happy about that, some of them, but I can understand why. I can sure understand why. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. We are going to talk all things money with him. And we will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia. Right about now, she's out in the barn with the horses with her husband Don getting everything taken care of at the Double D Ranch there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Vekua out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, you've heard me talk about this before, the fruits and veggie capsules that I take from Balance of Nature. Now, you can find out what I found out, and that is, first of all, I feel really, really, really good since I've been taking these. Now, got a little bit more pep in my step, a little bit more energy, and if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods and you're eating junk foods, this will give you more than your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. And guess what? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because you'll cut down on the snacks. That's what it's done for me. I no longer have the need for a candy bar or cookies or anything like that in the middle of the night because I'm full. So, for a limited time, You can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. All you got to do is go to that website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So again, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What do you think about the report coming out now that Joe Biden's brother, James, is under federal investigation for his role in a bankrupt health care firm?
Yeah, I started looking into that yesterday. It's kind of twisted on how this stuff works. And this goes back to other siblings. Remember what was Hillary's brother's name too? Remember he got himself into trouble with something as well.
I do.
It's par for the course. A lot of these siblings trying to utilize their relatives to go ahead and make money in nefarious ways. And, the Hunter Biden stuff is amazing. Just the information's coming out now. Isn't it fascinating how this story, all of a sudden just happens, to get a little bit of coverage after the election, where they covered it up before? It's pretty pathetic.
Well, there may be a reason for this right now. And let me play devil's advocate and throw something at you that was suggested by Denise Simon in my last segment 30 minutes ago. She said that there is a possibility, let's just assume for a second, that there's a possibility that Kamala Harris may have started leaking some of this stuff. Reason being is because the Obamas want her, and she was the favorite of the Obamas, to be the vice presidential candidate. Maybe they want a female president sooner rather than later.
I don't know if you got the information on that, but to speculate on
it's
something
just
like that.
Speculation.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think that that's the direction that they're heading, and the media can build you up. When the media can build you up, you know what they can also do? They can pick you out,
tear you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just how it is.
And here's something else. Nancy Pelosi yesterday, I just about fell out of my chair when I heard her say this. The Republicans, of course, are focused on the Eric Swalwell scandal because they want him removed not only from the House Intel Committee, but there's a movement afoot right now in California to have him recalled as a congressional representative, which wouldn't be a bad idea considering. But Nancy Pelosi said that the Republicans were focused on Eric Swalwell to distract from the QAnon mess.
What? From the QAnon mess?
You heard me.
I don't know what one has to do with the other.
I don't either, but you heard me, and she said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also, wasn't too long ago, Swalwell was blaming the fact that he was sleeping with the Chinese spy on Donald Trump. I have no idea how that was Trump's fault.
it was Trump's fault that was happening.
It gets loonier and loonier. Pelosi, she's going to come under some fire for this, for actually keeping him on this committee. It's pretty sad. And now they're starting to find some monetary ties as well. This spy and I guess she gave money to the DNC.
Yep, that's right. Money. She was a fundraiser. By the way, jobless claims jumped a little bit to 853,000, a little bit higher than what they thought they were going to be. We don't need to hit the panic button yet, do we?
It's not panic. It's what I told you. I mean, it's
closing down businesses.
Yeah, closing down businesses. We're hitting a wall. I mean, you can't, certain areas of the country just not opening up. And if that's the case, this is what we expected was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that you just talked about the media now bringing this up, there was an article in Breitbart that was written in, and it was called Fake Media Waits Until States Certify Election to Cover the Biden Family Corruption. Again, we just said that they're just kind of throwing something out there for discussion. Not that we believe it, but Nancy Pelosi, with her infinite wisdom and whatnot, thinks that this has something to do with diverting the attention away from QAnon. And I didn't know there was a bunch of attention on QAnon.
I don't know exactly what they're I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, there's some group out there that, you know, I don't really, you know, follow exactly what they're all about. I think they have some, you know, some conspiratorial beliefs. Some of them are linked to, you know, things that are actually happening. I don't think that the QAnon is that big of a force out there that's, you know, going to have that type of power. I think that's kind of silly. And I think most people recognize it as such.
By the way, Hillary Rodham Clinton is out there trolling on the Internet and the Twitter world. She said the election was not close. There's no evidence of fraud. That's from Hillary.
Well, I mean, again, statistically speaking, she's out of her mind. But again, statistics, and I don't think are gonna change much of anything. We do know we've seen videos, we've seen some of the affidavits. I don't know how it's gonna be presented. The constitutional case that's being made with the states is we'll see how that goes. Where you got various different officials basically going above and beyond what their powers are to change how elections are run. So I guess that's pretty much the last jeopardy. I don't know when that's going to when that whole thing is going to take place, if it's going to even take place.
Me neither. All right, we've got a caller. Let's see what the caller would like. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Yes, and good morning, Chris. I have a question. How close and how coincidental was it that Xi Jinping, Ricochet Rabbit, had released this coronavirus after signing the tariff agreement? And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, it's a conspiracy, and you can think what you want. Some people could say it was intentional. Some people could say, well, it got away accidentally, because we've heard that too. But the Chinese really aren't taking any credit at all for it, are they?
Well, I mean, taking the blame for it, no. I mean, they actually threw it out there that, I think in some of their internal publications said it came from the, you know, United States military. A lot of different ways that you can look at this, and a lot of from conspiracies on through. I mean, the fact that they, you know, shut down their country to travel to from Wuhan, but still allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. There's now been some talk about how early that this virus was spreading. They're now pushing it all the way back almost into the fall of the year, rather than, you know, starting up in the winter. So this can would push it back into 2019, not 2020. I mean, earlier, late fall 2019. So we don't really know how early that this thing was spreading. So a lot of different things that I've heard. You know, you can also talk about all the Davos crowd and their ability to push forward with this great reset idea that they have. Who knows? Who knows? And I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of it.
And very quickly, got about 30 seconds. Pfizer got the FDA advisor's nod yesterday, 17-4, with full okay is right around the corner. 2.9 million doses ready to go.
That's great. I mean, the sooner the better. Let's get more of these out the door, and hopefully we can put more people back to work and start living our lives again.
All righty. And your show this weekend, Watchdog on Wall Street, will be heard on a whole bunch of stations, many of the same ones that we're talking on right now. And I'm sure you're going to have a wealth of information to be talking about to them this weekend, aren't you?
Absolutely. Real interesting week this past week. So a lot to go over.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You got it. You too.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. He's heard on many of these same stations and a whole bunch of other ones all around the country. Coming up with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.